From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, the weather in California is cooperating this year to avoid a repeat of last year's overlap between their cherry harvest and ours here in the Northwest. But up here, University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says the weather should be much different than last year.
Last year was an El Nino year. Now the El Nino is really weakening. So there's no reason to expect this really anomalous heat period in May.
And Mass says meetings held between the two growing regions should help.
Well, there's a lot of self-interest in coordinating between them, yeah, obviously. So the question is it going to be a big heat wave that's going to advance ours? And then I show a model, the latest European Center model simulation, that goes through into May, shows cool and normal. Anyway, there's no reason to expect this. I mean, it could happen.
But at this point, Mass says, the weather seems to be cooperating.
Anyway, I'm not a cherry expert, but in terms of the weather, I put on the blog, California, we know the story. I mean, that's done. It's not going to repeat last year. So we know that. That's like definite. And the models that we have right now, you know, they go into May, and the weakening El Nino suggests that the probability of getting another crazy warm period is not high.
For more weather insights from Cliff, go to Cliff's blog at cliffmass.blogspot.com. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.